it's troubling that anyone would conduct research and not disclose the findings. That's one of the major premises of research that we conduct with the general public or anyone, that they know what is going to happen with the findings and that they have consent to conduct said study and that everyone knows what's happening. And if the findings come out in a way that don't favor your position, shall we say, if that's what might have happened here, then that isn't ethical. The public has a right to know what the information is showing.
If you have any who fit into this category who possibly expressed their impact from Instagram in this way in terms of depression, do you see a lot of patients in this regard?
Absolutely. You're bringing up, like, let's talk about the body image one first. The body image one plays into suicidal thoughts indirectly. And here's how. When people experience a negative or distorted body image, it creates thoughts about ourselves of insecurity, of anxiety, about how we're coming across to others, self-consciousness, and all of that creates the anxieties and adds to depression. It becomes very unhealthy. So therein lies the connection with the next, what you raised about suicidal thoughts. If you are feeling that poorly about yourself and your self-esteem is that low and you're having depression symptoms, you're going to be at very high risk for developing those suicidal thoughts. So it does not surprise me what you're saying at all, because it all fits together. One solution they're proposing is that they're going to have a separate Instagram for kids under 13. In my opinion, that's not going to work at all. Here's why. Kids are going to want the one that they're told they can't have. For one, my friend has it, you know, the one for people over 13, my friend has it. And for another, they're just going to want to have that exact same one to be in sync with their friends and to be cool. But when they're told you can't do something, don't do something, or they can't have something, it's just human nature to want it more. Now, this doesn't apply to all kids, but it applies to most kids. And so I just don't think they can have the control over that, nor will parents be able to.
What solutions do you have to try to mitigate the harm for teenage girls? Any advice for parents as well?
Stop checking out the likes on their posts and the number of followers. Not be obsessed about that. That's hard, but that's some of what happens. And they should focus on it being about themselves, so not about others. Are you posting something because this is something you enjoy and you would like to share? And not worrying about the other side, about, well, what if I don't get the number of likes that I want, or someone unfollowed me, or they didn't follow me back. So make it about you and the things, the reasons why you do it, and not about other people. Well, I'd like to share this part about my life right now. It's a much healthier way to go than worrying about what's happening for everyone else and what their opinion is.